Welcome to Talk at 10. It's your weekday interview program here on KRTS, Marfa Public Radio. I'm Tom Michael, and I'm your host for this episode. We're joined in the studio by Eleanor Friedberger. She's performing tomorrow night as a guest of Ballroom Marfa at the Crowley Theater. Doors 8 o'clock, showtime 8:30, opening band Josh Wise. Eleanor Friedberger has been traveling behind her new album, which is called Last Summer.
Yes.
And that came out just last year. And here she is in town solo with guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. The album came out last summer. I won't get to say that too much longer.
It came out on Merge Records. That's a great label. And you've been touring behind it. Right, last summer, came out last summer, and here you are in Marfa, Texas. In fact, unlike a lot of the bands that come through, you just played South by Southwest, you're actually here as a guest of Ballroom for a week-long residency, which includes a recording.
Yes.
At the Marfa Recording Company.
Yeah, I went yesterday to work with Gory Smelly. What a name. I mean, that alone is making the trip worthwhile.
He's
an icon
in this town.
To meet someone named Gory Smelly. I'm going to record a 7-inch that Ballroom is going to put out. It's pretty limited, but I'm excited to have this opportunity to record something new and to play with some local musicians. So it's been really fun.
A lot of our listeners may know you from the indie rock duo with your brother, the Fiery Furnaces, veterans of more than 7 albums. And here you are with your first solo release. I know you've played solo with other accompanying band members. Will you be solo this Saturday?
I will, unless some of the guys I met yesterday want to jump on stage with me. We'll see.
Well, that's pretty flexible.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm prepared to play by myself, but I'm always open to having people join me. That's been the best part. Like you said, I've been playing with my brother for over 10 years, and doing my first solo album's been... You know, one of the best parts about it is just playing with new people. Not to say anything against my brother, but, you know, I've kind of had him. He's been, you know, a best friend, a teacher, you know, a security blanket for many years. So it's been really great for me to kind of, you know, spread out a little bit and just play with new people.
Fiery Furnaces were known for such albums in the 2000s as Gallows Bird Bark, Bitter Tea, Widow City, I'm Going Away, Blueberry Boat, and others. Eleanor Friedberger here with the new album called Last Summer. Well, let's start with something that may not be so typical of the album, but it really spoke to me. It has, to me, a really retro style. You use kind of a speak singing style in this song, which is, you know, reminiscent of a Lou Reed or Joni Mitchell or even Annie DeFranco. It's called Roosevelt Island, and the subject matter is a little gritty. But it's got a really kind of retro feel. Were you going for a certain kind of New York, you know, late 60s, early 70s style here?
Totally, yeah. Maybe late 70s.
Late 70s.
This is a kind of unusual song for me. I think there are 3 songs on the album that I improvised the lyrics, which is something I'd never done before. Not improvise in the studio, but improvise, you know, at home when I was making a demo for the song. And I had this, you know, the backing track kind of finished with a, you know, clav sound. And I wanted to do something, you know, funky, for lack of a better word. And so I was kind of reminiscing about when I first moved to New York. And
when was that?
It was 2000.
And where'd you move from?
Well, I lived in London the year before that. But I can give you my very short history. I was a student at UT in Austin for that, and I grew up in Chicago.
And so coming to New York meant what?
Without sounding like a horrible cliche, I mean, it meant it was just where I'd always wanted to live. Growing up in Chicago, I felt like there's only one other place to go after that. I'm definitely, although I love visiting small towns like this one, I'm definitely like a city girl. And I'd always dreamed about living in New York, you know, because of, you know, movies and music and literature and anything, you know, I just, that was where I wanted to be.
The character in Roosevelt Island, you know, takes public transportation.
The character is me.
Tries to score drugs, and the character is you, and just has a changing relationship with her friends. But it does have that late 70s New York sound. Let's give it a listen. Roosevelt Island.
Keep singing.
That's Eleanor Friedberger from last summer. She's performing as a guest of Ballroom Marfa at the Crawley Theater tomorrow night, Saturday at 8:30 is when the music starts. There'll be an opening act. 8 o'clock, doors open. Eleanor Friedberger here all week and doing some work with Marfa Recording Company. There'll be a pressing for Ballroom Marfa on vinyl, right?
Yes, yeah. And I think it will be released digitally through my record label, so...
We were talking a little bit off-air about your time in Texas, UT. You studied, you're in the RTF department, and you did American Studies at University of Texas in Austin. Mm-hmm. And you did some work at the Austin City Limits. Have you seen the new space yet?
I haven't.
No?
No. I'm old school, you know. I just, I'd like to think of it still being in that big, ugly building,
and
which I can't remember the name of, the big brown building on a... On the drag
I
in 26th
Street. I can't remember the name of it. Someone will call in, I'm sure.
The communications building.
That must have given you a bug for public broadcasting.
It did, yeah. No, I kind of thought, you know, when I was younger, you know, in college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I thought one thing I could maybe do was be a producer. That was very vague to me. You know, I wasn't quite sure what a producer does. But I thought maybe that was something I could do.
Well, let me ask about producer on that song. Again, it's got a really textured, layered style, and it's got even a retro feel to it. Did you do your own production?
I worked with a producer who's also the engineer, but like I mentioned before, I made demos for all the songs first, so I had a really clear idea about how I wanted everything to sound. But I'm not, you know, the best musician in the world, so luckily we recruited, you know, a lot of great players.
Well, tell me about some of them, but first let me ask, Matt, your brother, was the multi-instrumentalist with the Fiery Furnaces. What instruments do you play? And you're the singer, of course.
I'm the singer.
And guitarist.
I play guitar. I play a little drums. I mean, I can get by in my own bedroom on several things. Now, I don't know if I want to share that stuff with the rest of the world. But, I mean, I feel, you know, playing guitar in front of people is probably... all I'm suited for at the moment. But I do love playing the drums.
Who'd you bring on to this album? I know you've toured with people from MGMT and Yesayer and Caribou. Mm-hmm. Who played on this album?
Actually, the guys who I've been playing live with did not play on the album. It was, you know, everything that I couldn't do or that the producer, Eric Brusset, couldn't do. He had, you know, some studio mates who are like New York session guys, really, who play in... I don't know if I say the names of the bands, if that will mean anything to anybody. But basically some guys who play on a lot of session stuff in New York.
The album is last summer, and it came out around that time on Merge Records. Eleanor playing tomorrow night here in Marfa. She's been doing some recording. Who'd you pick up with locally?
Colt Miller. Who maybe people know from the
Cobra Rock Boot Company.
Yeah, he played banjo and pedal steel yesterday. And unfortunately, I don't know the last names of the other guys. Brothers, Ross, and Joe.
Cashiola.
Okay, Cashiola. A guy named Chris played bass.
Chris Hillen.
Okay. How do you know who I'm talking about?
It's a small town.
So far, that those are the guys, yeah.
Colt's from Lubbock. Now, your father lived in Lubbock.
He did. He used to call it Buttock.
I'll let that one just lay right there.
He moved to Lubbock when I was 14. He got a teaching job at Tech, and I used to go down there. You know, I grew up in Chicago. I would go visit him maybe once or twice a year, and we'd play tennis. I looked at the Buddy Holly statue several times.
Well, let me ask you about Buddy Holly, because mm-hmm. I know you play some Buddy Holly and the Crickets songs in your solo sets. Here you are again in West Texas. Will mm-hmm. you be playing any Buddy Holly tomorrow?
I probably will play one song, yeah. I love Buddy.
And, yeah. You know, your songs have such a great pop sensibility, too. The first one I said wasn't completely indicative, but... and My Mistakes was one of the kind of single releases. Mm-hmm. But can I give a listen to Early Earthquake, which is, I think, just a great pop number. Tell me a little bit about that song.
That's the last song that we recorded on the album. I wanted to end, you know, I think I had the words written out, but I wanted to kind of end the album with something that sounded sweet and upbeat, even though maybe lyrically it's quite sad. I'm a huge fan of like early and mid 70s Brazilian music. One of my favorite singers is Jorge Ben. And I wanted to kind of copy him. So, I mean, I know it doesn't sound anything like him, but in my mind, I was trying to do like a Jorge Ben style song.
This is Early Earthquake from last summer.
It was an early earthquake, and my heart's trembling just for you. It was an early earthquake, and my heart's trembling just for you. And when the walls came crumbling, crumbling down. When the walls came crumbling, crumbling down. And I was waiting right here for you. To see you in my door and hear you say you're a sight for sore eyes. It's better than any song, better than X's and O's in the subject line. I polish my boots till they glow and they shine. And you can see your face, the lines round your eyes. So why you can't keep to any one place? I wanna rewind, it's not the same as regret. I'm gonna do it again. My time thinking of ways to say the same old thing. I want you to want me, and I'll never bring this anticipation to an end. Oh, I can hardly sleep.
There is a little bit more to the song, but that I tacked on the day that I mastered the album. You'll hear it here.
Is that a dog in the background?
No, it's supposed to be a monkey.
Of course.
There's an instrument called the Optagon, which was made by Mattel in the 70s as like a toy for adults. It looks like an organ, but it's almost like a... It's like a toy, I'm blanking, a Chamberlain or a Mellotron, because it has all these pre-recorded tracks on it. And I bought it like in the last week I was working on the record, this Optagon. And I had used one before on a Fiery Furnaces record called Bitter Tea. There's a song called Benton Harbor Blues, which my brother and I wrote on this Optagon that was in the studio where we were working. And I always said, it's a very unusual instrument and rare. And I said, if I ever found one, I would buy it. So I bought it. And then I was like, well, I have to stick a little bit on the album, even though it was already finished. So I recorded that little bit. And then when I mastered the album, I asked Joe Lambert, the great mastering engineer in New York, to stick that on at the very end.
Well, that's great. That was Early Earthquake. Eleanor Friedberger, the album Last Summer, came out last year. You can get a chance to buy it tomorrow at the show at the Crawley Theater, a Ballroom Marfa show. Doors open at 8 o'clock. You know, it's always interesting, Eleanor, when you see folks that are formerly in bands or duos go off on their own, the direction that they go. I think of Fiery Furnaces, and I think of it being a little bit more experimental, a little bit more guided by voices or Pavement, a lot of chord changes. A song we always see up coming up on automation here on the radio station is Restorative Beer, which is a great song, and it's got a lot of chord changes. But these solo songs are really have great indie pop movement. Did you feel constrained by the band that you wanted to go a different direction?
No, I mean, I definitely wanted to do something that was much more emotionally direct. I mean, we talked a little bit. I'm not the musician that my brother is, so I feel like I'm limited in terms of what I can do. But I think those limitations kind of are a good thing, you know, and force you to do something that's more maybe easily relatable, I will say.
Mm-hmm. your brother is still in Brooklyn.
He's not, actually.
Oh, he's not. Where
he
is
lives
he?
In Paris.
Good for him.
Paris, France, not Paris, Texas. No.
And your father moved from Lubbock. He's an English native, actually. He moved from Lubbock, and he's in Austin now.
That's right. He retired in Austin.
And your mother's back in Chicago.
That's right.
Where in Chicago?
She lives in Oak Park, which is on the west side, home of Ernest Hemingway. Frank Lloyd Wright lived there for many years.
I know it well. I've
Do you?
I grew up there.
Did you really?
Yeah. You went to OPRF?
Wait, what?
Did you go to OPRF?
Yes.
So
Huskies?
So did I.
Get out of town.
I did.
What year?
Well,
what years were you there?
I'm a little older than you, but I think my brother probably would have been squarely Matt's age.
He, really?
Yeah.
1972, my brother was born.
So, wait, here's the thing. Before we get off on a digression.
What street are you from?
River Forest, actually.
Oh, you're from River Forest. Okay. I see.
Before we get off on a digression that means nothing to our audience, let's actually talk about that. You know, there's a big...
I thought you looked familiar.
That's one of those places in the world where arts and sports can co-join. Like you're not one or the other. And I would say that
that's
at Oak
interesting.
Park. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, it's funny because I did not play music as a kid. I was I played sports.
Okay, so like lacrosse, softball.
Softball was my big sport. I was a catcher.
My sister was for OPRF. They had a good team.
Yeah, but you're right. I had friends growing up who were just as much into music as they were into sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like after high school, it kind of went, you had to, like, especially for guys, they had to choose one or the other. But you're right. I had, you know, like my boyfriend in high school played guitar and was also on the baseball team.
Matthew Barney showed us the way. You can do sports and art. Eleanor,
I don't know about that.
No. let me ask. So if I'm doing the math right, you were there in Chicago's big indie rock year where, you know, early 90s, Urge Overkill, Smashing Pumpkins, Liz Phair, Veruca Salt. Did you go out to those shows?
I did, actually, yeah. I remember seeing Smashing Pumpkins as a teenager. Yeah, I loved all that stuff.
For a brief year or two, that was the center of the indie rock universe in the country. And I noticed that when I listened to some of, let's say, the use of the synthesizer on My Mistakes, it's got a percussive synth style to it, like the first Strokes album or something. it's got a lot of that movement, and I did want to play that song next.
Okay.
And
I would not reference the Strokes.
No?
No. No. I was going for like a John Cale, Brian Eno thing.
Okay. it all fits in there.
Okay.
This is My Mistakes from last summer.
You know I do my best thinking when I'm flying down the bridge. Humming to myself and kicking up my kicks. A jingling or a ride, half afraid for my life. I hope I don't crash like that night last summer. I'm back when the bridge was just a wooden path. I'm bouncing around like he said it was 1956.
The song is My Mistakes. The album last summer came out in 2011. Eleanor Friedberger, who's here in the studio and playing Saturday night in Marfa at the Crawley Theater. She's a guest of Ballroom Marfa. Well, it's been a blast having you here in the studio and talking off air, in fact.
Yeah, I think we learned more off air than we did on air, I'm afraid, but that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. And I'm going to ask, where does the tour take you next?
Well, I'm going back to New York on Sunday, but then I'll start a tour up with my band at the end of April, and we'll be going down the East Coast and as far down as Austin, Texas. We'll be in Austin and San Antonio and Houston.
When will you be back in Austin?
On April 28th. It's a Saturday night.
So,
and then up to Chicago.
Up to Chicago, playing Shubas and
Shubas,
other venues?
Yep, Space in Evanston.
Very nice. you put out the album. You're touring behind it.
Trying hard,
yeah. And it's getting some acclaim, and thank you for coming to Marfa. And is this something you want to continue doing, more solo work?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to make another album this summer, actually. And, you know, yesterday I recorded a song that's going to be on the next album, but it was fun to do like a radically different version from what I planned to do on the album. So this was a great little test run for me, actually.
And people always want to know, well, what about the band Fiery Furnaces? You'll come back to them?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the best part about being in a band with your brother or sister or other relative is that, you know, those relationships never end. So the band will live on until, you know, we hit old age.
It goes on and on and on.
Yep.
I Won't Fall Apart on You Tonight is the last song that we'll play. Again, real personal song from last summer. Any introduction?
This was like the third version. It started out as a more kind of rock song. I was trying to do like a Bruce Springsteen style song that didn't work. So we went for more. Do we know this guy pulling up in the?
Yeah, he's your photographer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no. We decided to go for a more kind of Phil Spector, totally pop sound. So here it is.
You and me could go on and on and on and on. But it's not enough to not get along. And when you see my face and you see it's changed, you can't replace. No, the years we can rearrange.
That's Eleanor Friedberger. This is Tom Michael with Talk at 10. Let's hear some music from her band, Fiery Furnaces. This is from Widow City. It's called Restorative Beer.
My mind of these tears, I wanna restore.